We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mike Griffith is the senior writer for DogNation.com. He joins us, as he does every week, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Wade Ford Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Morning, guys. How's it going? You know, they got a little basketball going on here. Tony Taylor took Georgia into that SEC championship game and took South Carolina and the referees down. Oh, I mean South Carolina down to the last minute. Pretty good showing for Joni Taylor and Georgia women's basketball. First appearance in the SEC tournament title game since 2004, and they've signed two McDonald's All-Americans. So turning the corner here on a sport that I think a lot of people in Georgia get excited about. And said for a long time, there's a lot of basketball talent here. You know, why can't they stay at home, man? Well, maybe they are starting to see it a little bit with Joni Taylor and women's basketball. And the men's team, heck, they're beating Alabama by double digits at half. I said, look at this. It's just like football over again. They're beating Alabama at halftime. And, you know, team down the stretch, just Alabama too good, beat team. So Georgia basketball on the weekend, kind of showing their teeth, though.
Yeah, not bad, not bad at all. But, you know, we're getting ready for this spring game or whatever. And so the question we have is this. Does Georgia need to find a lead back, or is it one of those situations where you go with the back that has a hot end during the course of the game?
Wow. Well, you know, we got to – and you're right. That's what they're going to sort out when spring ball starts a couple – well, next week, hard to believe, right? When spring ball gets going – now, I asked Del McGee that question, Hugh, because people know me. I just can't keep my mouth shut. I got to say what I think, right? I don't think Samir White's the most talented running back on the team. I really don't. And the metrics show it. And, you know, he's not considered the best.
Because of the injury, or was he just overrated?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. It's not, you know, the guy's had two knee surgeries, but right. Sometimes those ratings don't always add up. I mean, you look at some other five-star guys, and where are they now, right? Mm. But, you know, Kendall Milton was a guy that flashed some great upside at times. And when we did a fan poll, 60% of the Georgia fans said, yeah, that's their favorite guy. But much like DeAndre Swift, you got questions. Is this guy going to be durable, right? I mean, it'd be preseason last year, he had a hamstring, and then later in the season it was sprained MCL. So can he be the guy, you know, to be the dominator and get those 15, 20 carries a game? I don't know. Kane McIntosh is the guy that's got the best numbers. I mean, he's the guy with the highest broken tackle rate. He's the guy that was on the game-winning drive against Cincinnati. He can run. He can catch. He can cut. He can take it to the house. He can go between the tackles. Wasn't a highly rated guy coming out of Miami, but he kind of – or excuse me, Fort Lauderdale, but he actually Pompano Beach, we're going to get technical. But he looked like the best all – and Cook's the guy – you want to throw it to. Zamir's a guy that looks a little bit better every year, but still doesn't seem to have NFL vision. Takes a lot of punishment. I can't see a guy that takes that type of punishment. And then Dejon Edwards, you know, the kid from Colquitt County, when he got his chance, when Kirby, you know, ran the clock out instead of putting points on the board against South Carolina and Bobo, he had like 14 carries in the fourth quarter, you know, looked pretty good. So, so they got a lot of talent. To answer your question, you know, they say they go with a hot hand. Del McGee says he's not going to go by seniority this year. So the fact that those guys have spring, I think everybody can be trusted to pass protect. I think everybody can be trusted to know the playbook. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was some attrition at the position at the end of spring, if one of the guys said, you know what, you know, not enough ball to go around.
Mike Griffith of Dog Nation. Hey, do you think Georgia hits transfer portal? Let's look at an area You know, Georgia may be the most talented team in the nation on paper, but there is that one area that they really are really, really kind of young in. That's secondary. Obviously, big attrition there. Is that a place where they'll look at the transfer portal to get some veteran leadership or some veteran help?
Well, I mean, you know, I'd say they have to. You know, they've had nine guys either, you know, leave the program since the end of the 2019 season, whether it be a transfer or just the natural attrition of this year. You got three cornerbacks leaving and Richard LeCount. So, you know, you lose four of your five, you know, Mark Webb, throw him in there. You got five out of your top six DBs that are moving on to the next level. So, you address it some with recruiting. You sign a couple pretty talented DBs. And you got some guys coming back. You hope Keely Ring goes back from that torn labrum, right? He was the top-rated corner in the 2020 signing class and sat out last year with that injury. So you hope that he's ready to go. Jalen Kimber is a guy nobody talks about, but I think he's incredibly talented. But two guys aren't enough, right? That's not enough. You got Amir Speed coming back. He's a junior, hadn't been on the field yet. You know, supposed to be pretty good, just hadn't played a lot yet. How good is he? We'll find out. But when we're talking about today's era of spread and four and five receiver sets, and Hugh knows this, I mean, them DBs, you gotta have some depth. You can't have some poor guys be out there because the receivers are just rotating in and out. You know, 11 or 12 guys coming at you, same two corners. I don't know how some of these guys make it through the game, Hugh. So you better have 9 or 10 guys and some depth back there, because when them guys, you tell those guys also, the other thing you tell those guys you want them to do, right? You want them to run foot races with 11 or 12 receivers the whole game. Then you tell them you want them to come up and run support and hit 230-pound running backs. Let me tell you, you better be Superman to play cornerback, and you better have some depth.
No lies told. It's funny when the way you said it, though. Because that is asking the secondary to do a whole lot nowadays.
You don't got a choice. RPOs, Hugh, with these RPOs, and I could listen to you talk about this for 30 minutes, but with these RPOs, the linebacker has to respect the run. He has
always
no choice. It puts him in – so that means now you've got to play man coverage in the back. You can't get that help from that backer because he's got to respect the run, because they're letting these linemen go downfield. People are going, what are you talking about? What we're talking about is the defense is set up to fail. That's what we're talking about. It ain't that they ain't anywhere, that they're any worse or they can't tackle. It's that they're making it so the offense can score. Used to be defense. Used to at least you'll be able to read the line, have a good idea. Now linemen can go downfield. Quarterback can make decisions on the spot. He's looking to see every play. Every play is an option with an RPO.
Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, joining us. We're going to play a piece of audio here just to get Mike's initial, because it's out there. We want to address it. We don't want to ignore it, but we don't want to give it too much here. Let me set this up. There's a very famous high school coach named Russ Popes. He was a longtime head coach at Colquitt County down in South Georgia, and made Colquitt County into a superpower, and made Hoover, Alabama into a superpower after he got let go at Colquitt. And then he goes to Valdosta, and he has a lot of success, and a lot of people have said that Russ has been recruiting in high school and cheating for a long time. And for whatever reason, he decides to go out there on the internet this weekend and start pointing fingers at Kirby Smart and at Nick Saban, and saying that the boosters at Georgia and Alabama have been paying players to come play for Georgia and Alabama, calling out Bear Bryant, so at grandson, I think. You know, in the bank that they run in Alabama, and pointing out Georgia boosters, saying that they're all coming down to his team and paying guys like Nick Chubb, who got paid a whole bunch of money. Here is Russ Probst talking about illegalities that he claims that he is privy to.
Set by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I think because he's a good recruiter.
He is. But why do you think he's getting these kids and keeping kids in and all that stuff?
Taking care of them.
So he's got a guy named Hugh Nall, who lives in Albany. Hugh is the guy that sort of handles things, okay? He's the handler, okay? So Kirby's come down and met with the richest of the rich of Southwest Georgia, not Southeast, not Macon, Southwest where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
He got the richest guy in Bainbridge. He got the two richest guys in Colquitt. He's got the rich guy over here in Valdosta. Anybody's in Georgia.
Wonder who he's got in Valdosta.
Multi-millionaires now, listen.
So he's basically throwing everybody under the bus, trying to say that, you know, that there's this gross amount of cheating going on. And look, we know that, you know, Mike, over the course of time, teams have cheated. They've paid players. I was spent a month out in Texas doing a big story back in the 90s about all the cheating and all the pain that was going on. I don't have any reason to believe any of this. I have no idea what he's talking about. I just wanted to put it out there only because he's making it's gone viral now, and now suddenly George is going to have to be in a position where they may have to defend this or at least acknowledge this, or I don't know. What do you make of this, Mike?
Well, I heard him say two things. I heard him say that Kirby was meeting with people with a lot of money, and then I heard some other people were paying, that he was saying somebody else was paying somebody money. So I didn't hear anything about Kirby Smart paying players. I heard him say he was meeting with these people who had money, which is what head coaches do when they talk with boosters. This is the kind of stuff here you hear it for a long time. I mean, we heard about Nick Saban and Julio Jones when he first got the job at Alabama. And also this props guy also apparently, you know, said some stuff about Nick Saban and some money guy in Mobile, you know, throwing names around. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's hearsay. I mean, it was Rush Props there to, was he part of the meeting? Is he one of the richest guys in South Georgia? I mean, is he upset maybe he didn't get hired by Kirby? I don't know. I don't know what fosters those kind of conversations, but I think we've all heard those conversations at the bar. I've had people say to me, hey, do you think any college athletes get paid? Well, yeah, I do. I do. Do I know that? No. Do I suspect it? Well, sure, I suspect it. If somebody has great value anywhere, you know, you expect that there would be some, you know, things that people are going to try and get them to come to their school, whether it's, you know, talking about recruiting practices, whether we're talking about great facilities, whether we're talking about, you know. So, to me, that's a bunch of hearsay at this point. People talk all the time. Sounds like a secret tape recording to me. Welcome to 2021, where everything you say is on the record, and there's always cameras and tape recorders out there. But this isn't anything to me that if I was George, I'd be losing any sleep over. I think what will probably happen is their compliance department will get a hold of that tape, probably talk to Kirby Smart and his staff and say, hey, this is out there. You know, we need to do a self-investigation and ask you these questions. And if we find any wrongdoing, we've got to submit it and move on from there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I agree with you, Mike, by the way. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't ignoring this. People, oh, no, we're not ignoring it. I just don't put a whole lot of stock in it.
Well, I'll tell you what it does, John. It puts media in a tough spot because, you know, you've got to be, you've certainly got to be diligent in the stories that you choose to write, but you just can't go into a theater and yell fire. You can't, right. You know, anytime somebody makes an accusation, it doesn't warrant coverage. There's a certain level of, you know, there's a certain level of burden of proof that you've got to have. I mean, somebody could call the newspaper every day and say, hey, I think Nick Saban's cheating. Right. Okay, you want me to do a story on it? And the question with Russ Probst is twofold here. One, you know, what exactly is he saying, right? Mm-hmm. He's saying that Kirby's met with rich people in South Georgia. Okay. You know, he's not saying Kirby Smart handed anybody any money.
Right.
He's saying somebody else did that. You know, now can you tie that in? I don't know. Is there proof?
How do you
is
prove it? Right. It's an unfounded allegation and probably unprovable.
What is Russ Props, what's his credibility factor?
Right.
You know,
you've
got to take a look
question.
At the person.
Right. He is because he doesn't have much. Right.
So you bring
Mike,
it up.
Mike, I got to stop it. We're over time here. Sorry. We got to get to a break.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, John.
Right.
If you're going to ask me the question, we got to be thorough about it because it's a very serious allegation. But that's where I go with it.
Yeah. No, and we'll get more into this. And I'm sorry about that, Mike. I just know that we're up against it. We're a little bit over time.
Okay,
Mike Griffin.
Cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.